Hello everyone, I'm Pat.
I'm Rebecca.
Welcome back to this month's Picture Dictionary. This month we're talking about the sea. Yesterday we introduced some of the animals that live in the sea.
That's right, but today we're going to be looking at some of the other things that can be found on the beach or in the water.
Yeah, we'll mention some of the fun activities you can enjoy when you go to the beach. Actually, one of my favorite activities isn't on the list, which is kind of a shame.
What activity is that, Pat?
I love building sandcastles. When I was a kid, I built some really big ones. Some of them were like cities with walls around them and lots of small houses inside.
堆沙堡，谁不爱呢？只是长大之后对沙堡有点害羞而已啦。
There are so many things you can see and do on a beach or in the sea, so let's take a look at some of them now.
马上来看看今天的课程。
Wet and wild.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure.
The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure.
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
Michelle went snorkeling in Kunding on her vacation.
Michelle went snorkeling in Kunding on her vacation.
Coral reef.
Coral reef.
We should protect coral reefs.Because they are home to many sea animals.
We should protect coral reefs because they are home to many sea animals.
Wave.
Wave.
There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful.
There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful.
Surfing.
Surfing.
Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world.
Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world.
Life jacket.
Life jacket.
A life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water.
A life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water.
Now, yesterday we talked about starfish and jellyfish. If you want to meet these animals face to face, you'll need to do this first activity. It's scuba diving, okay, spelled S-C-U-B-A, scuba, diving, D-I-V-I-N-G.
Scuba diving, 潜水。可是那个 scuba 是什么意思啊? What does scuba mean?
Well, this is an interesting word because the letters actually stand for something. It's self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Okay? And what this means is that you're wearing some equipment, some gear that lets you breathe underwater and you don't need help from someone on a boat.
我只知道 scuba 是水肺。就好像水里面的肺一样，今天才知道原来 scuba 这个字是什么，自己是水下呼吸装置这几个字的缩写哦，就是自己还背着一个氧气筒，就不需要别人帮忙，或者也不需要来自船上人的帮忙咯。
To scuba dive, you need big bottles full of air on your back, which you can breathe with a tube in your mouth. You'll also have a mask so you can see.And big fins on your feet so you can swim like a fish.
所以 scuba diving 就是那种你必须要背这个氧气筒还有面罩穿潜水衣还有大蛙鞋的活动其实是很需要专业的技术的呢。
Here's an example sentence. The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure. The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure.
这个团队潜水去找失踪的宝藏。
An activity that's pretty similar is snorkeling, okay? S-N-O-R-K-E-L-I-N-G, snorkeling.
Snorkeling 跟 scuba diving 还蛮像的，不过 snorkeling 稍微简单一点，甚至是不会游泳的人都可以尝试哦，这种叫浮潜。
Yeah, when you go snorkeling, you use a mask, but instead of carrying bottles full of air, you use a tube that goes up above the water to breathe, okay? You can't go really deep for a long time like you can with scuba diving. You have to stay on or near the surface. However, it's cheaper and easier than learning how to scuba dive.
真的，浮潜 snorkeling 所需要技术跟经费，没有 scuba diving 深潜要来得多。通常呢，就是一个有呼吸管的面罩就可以进行浮潜咯。那那个附带有呼吸管子那一个面罩，它其实就是叫 snorkel。
Here's a sentence. Michelle went snorkeling in Kending on her vacation. Michelle went snorkeling in Kending on her vacation.
Michelle 在度假的时候去肯丁浮潜。
Now, the reason why you do these activities is so you can see the fish and other animals, and also the beautiful world under the sea. One of the most popular things to see is a coral reef. That's two words, C-O-R-A-L, coral, R-E-E-F, reef, coral reef.
Coral 就是珊瑚。Reef 则指这种沙洲啊或暗礁等等的，所以把它加起来 ，coral reef 是指一整片的珊瑚礁。
A coral reef is an area made up of coral, which is tiny creatures that look like stone. There are many of these reefs around Taiwan, and a famous one, the Great Barrier Reef near Australia.
台湾附近有一些很漂亮的珊瑚礁，不过要说到世界上最大最有名的珊瑚礁，那当然就是澳洲的 The Great Barrier Reef。大堡礁，其实这个 barrier 就是一个栅栏或是围栏的意思。大堡礁 the Great Barrier Reef 就好像一整片栅栏一样，围在澳洲沿海地区，全长总共有2600公里，史上最大最长的珊瑚礁了。记不记得之前有一个 the best job in the world， 全世界最好的工作 ？That is to be a caretaker of the islands of the Great Barrier Reef for half a year. How interesting!
Beautiful. Here's something else that's important to know. We should protect coral reefs because they are home to many sea animals. We should protect coral reefs because they are home to many sea animals.
我们应该要保护珊瑚礁，不是因为珊瑚礁很漂亮，我们可以去玩而已哦。刚刚例句还告诉我们，因为珊瑚礁是很多海洋动物的栖息地。
Yeah, that's true. Coral reefs are in danger because of pollution and other human activities.
当然啊，因为人类会制造污染 pollution， 会危害到珊瑚礁。还有很多其实像潜水啦，或者是一些水上活动，也会破坏到珊瑚礁。请大家好好爱护它们哦。
Now you can't find coral everywhere, but one thing you'll see on every beach in the world is a wave, W-A-V-E, wave.
Wave 就是波浪，海浪。
A wave happens when the air pushes large areas of water. You'll notice that the edges of a wave are usually white. That's where the surface of the water is broken and forms bubbles.
Bubbles 就是泡泡的意思哦。去海边的时候呢，我可以坐一整个下午在那边看海浪拍打着海岸，然后变成泡泡。I also like to hear the sounds of waves breaking on the beach. It's so relaxing.
Here's a sentence.There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful. There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful.
坐在海边观浪当然是很棒了，但是如果小海浪是很惬意。刚例句告诉我们说，这个海滩很多大海浪，所以人民要小心。
That's good advice, but waves can be fun too, especially when you want to do our next activity, which is surfing. S-U-R-F-I-N-G, surfing.
Surf 是一个冲浪的动作。Surfing 加 ing 之后指冲浪这个活动，是我们今天学到的 scuba diving, snorkeling.Surfing 有没有后面都有加 ing？、我们就是用个 ving 动词后面加 ing 来表达这件事情、这个活动的意思。
Surfing is when you use a board called a surfboard to ride a big, strong wave as it comes from out to sea, towards the land. It's a popular activity all over the world and very exciting as well.
冲浪很刺激，很有趣，但是不简单呢。冲浪的动词叫 surf， 通常冲浪这个活动叫 surfing。冲浪板，你们刚刚听到呢，叫 surfboard， 因为 board 就是板子的意思啊，就像 skate 是那种四轮的溜冰 ，skateboard 就是滑板。Mm-hmm.
So we could say Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world. Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world.
夏威夷是世界上最棒的冲浪地点之一啦。平常 surf 这个动词可以用在 surfing the internet 或 surfing on the internet， 有没有 on 都可以哦。那么在网络上冲浪是什么意思呢？就是说在网络上逛来逛去的，在寻找资讯啦。The only surfing I can do is surfing on the internet. I'm not a good swimmer or a good surfer. It's very difficult to balance on the surfboard.
Yeah, in fact, I can't do it either. I fall off. In fact, you can surf without a board. You could use a boat, a raft, or even your body. Just follow the wave.
刚刚佩老师说我们可以不用冲浪板呢，我们用船，用木筏，甚至用身体去冲浪。听起来好妙哦。
Yeah, whatever you do in the water, though, it's a very good idea to use the last item on our list, a life jacket. So two words, life, L-I-F-E, jacket, J-A-C-K-E-T, life jacket.
Life jacket 不是一件普通的夹克，它是可以救你一命的救生衣。
A life jacket is something that you wear that can keep you on top of the water.Instead of sinking to the bottom. You'll see life jackets on planes and boats as well, just in case something terrible happens.
没错，为了预防意外的发生，船上、飞机上都有配置有救生衣。救生衣叫 life jacket。那你猜看，救生船该怎么说呢？ Lifeboat。但救生船 lifeboat 是一个字，那么 life jacket 是分开两个字。There were not enough life jackets and lifeboats on Titanic. 当年铁达尼号，它上面的救生衣跟救生船啊，就是数量都不够，才造成那么多人的伤亡。
Yeah, we could also say a life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water. A life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water.
救生衣能够让你免于溺水，从事水上活动的时候，不要以为你很会游泳就轻忽了这个东西的重要性哦。
And that's our list. You'll find all of these things on or around the sea. Now it's time to end today's lesson. So what do you like to do when you go to the beach, Rebecca?
I just sit there, have my feet in the water and do nothing. What about you, Pat?
Well, that's very relaxing. I like it. To be honest, these days I'm pretty lazy. I just like to sunbathe, listen to music, and read a book. But I'll still go into the sea to get cool and maybe play with a ball or frisbee or something. And if someone's playing beach soccer or beach cricket, you bet I'm going to join in.But I don't surf or go scuba diving, and I seldom go snorkeling.
刚刚佩老师教好多有关于水上或沙滩上活动哦，像是 beach soccer 是沙滩足球，但是 beach cricket 你有看过吗？叫沙滩板球哦，这个活动台湾比较少见。We don't play beach cricket,、oh. but we do play beach volleyball.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
沙滩排球在台湾比较常看到。
Yeah, I'm not very good at playing that. It's difficult. Anyway, that is all from us. Thanks for watching, guys, and join us again next time. Bye for now.
Bye.
Lee holds the highest batting average on his team.
Lee holds the highest batting average on his team.
Hello everyone, it's Eunice again. 今天 A Plus 小聚会所要聊的主题一样是 baseball. 上次我们讲到打者 batter, 那今天我们 A Plus 小聚会的句子也跟 batter 有关。Lee holds the highest batting average on his team. Lee holds the highest batting average on his team. 意思就是李是队上拥有最高打击率的人。其中的 batting average 就是指打击率， average 有平均的意思，打击率是评量一个打者优劣的重要指标，而打击率的计算方式是以打者击出的安打数除以打数。那讲到安打，大家知道它的英文怎么说吗？就是 hit 这个字。那最能显现打者能力的，除了安打数之外，当然还有可遇不可求的全垒打数咯。全垒打我想大家都知道吧，没错，就是 home run。 好啦，同学，我们赶快来复习一下今天的句子。 Lee holds the highest batting average on his team。 OK， 今天 Eunice 就介绍到这里，同学们，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
Lee holds the highest batting average on his team。
Leeholds the highest batting average on his team.
Chit chat.
表姐，你要多准备零钱哦，待会我们要准备这个 bus fare 以及 entrance fee。
费用为什么要分 fee 跟 fare 呢？
拉拉到了没？
哎，好像就是下一站，你赶快拿出悠游卡啦！
悠游卡，
对啊，
拉拉我没有带啊，你帮我刷好了。
我好像只剩下8块钱呢，
而
且我没有零钱
啊。那我不是就没有那个 bus fee 了？
哎，那有一个帅哥，我去跟他借哈。
好
bus fee， 怎么听起来怪怪的？
哎，
刚刚表姐说的 bus fee， 该不会是指公车费吧？不过呢，他好像用错了，因为 fee 这个字通常是指这个专业服务所收取的费用，比方像是 membership fee 就是会员费，或者是学校的学费就是 school fee。比方像是去动物园的时候呢，如果要知道入场券多少钱，就可以问 How much is the entrance fee to the zoo？另外呢，如果你从其他 ATM 领钱，这个银行呢可能就会另外收费用哦。 Banks charge extra fees for using an ATM machine that does not belong to them。 既然这样，表姐说的公车费英文要怎么说呢？答案就是 bus fare， 因为 fare 就是用来表示交通费用，所以像是计程车费呢就是 taxi fare。超级省钱的我，觉得大小黄可是很贵的。I think taxi fares are expensive， 所以我常常都会坐 MRT。像是啊 ，the MRT fare from Guting to Taipei Main Station is only $20 NT.
What do we learn from Teacher Laura？
Fare 是用来表示交通费用，所以公车费要用 bus fare， 不能用 fee 哦。
Wet and wild.
Scuba diving.
Scuba diving.
The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure.
The team went scuba diving to find the missing treasure.
Snorkeling.
Snorkeling.
Michelle went snorkeling in Kunding.On her vacation.
Michelle went snorkeling in Kanding on her vacation.
Coral reef.
Coral reef.
We should protect coral reefs because they are home to many sea animals.
We should protect coral reefs because they are home to many sea animals.
Wave.
Wave.
There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful.
There are some big waves at this beach, so people should be careful.
Surfing.
Surfing.
Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world.
Hawaii is one of the best surfing spots in the world.
Life jacket.
Life jacket.
A life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water.
A life jacket can stop you from sinking in the water.